It is time for Movies with Michael. Michael, how are you?
Great, thanks, Willie. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so sorry I didn't watch the movie last night. I had work. I know. I let the team down because it actually, to me, it looks really good.
Well, I'm glad it looks really good to you, Willie. Look, the last few films I've talked about over the last few weeks have actually made me feel something. So today I thought I'd return to a much safer genre for me.
I'm not feeling things.
The action thriller, which means I don't necessarily have to feel things.
Emotions. Oh, no.
Still well clear of those. Now, this is the second joyless, confusing movie that I've seen starring John David Washington in the last 12 months.
Oh, God,
so.
Rough start. Poor John.
The other one being Tenet. That was also really confusing. And this one was a bit all Greek to me as well, given that it's even actually set in Greece. Look, this one is called Beckett. And like I said, it stars John David Washington. He's been in movies like Black Klansman, Tenet, and he's also the son of Denzel Washington.
Is he?
He is.
Oh.
So if the voice sounds a bit familiar,
yeah,
that's why. Boyd Holbrook is in this film. He was in Narcos, the TV series.
And he's also, the girl, is she from The Dutch Girl?
The girl, Vicky Krieps, is a Dutch girl, but she was in Phantom Thread and Old. And there's another European woman in this film, Alicia Vikander. She's actually Swedish, and she was in Ex Machina, or Ex Machina, I'm not sure how you pronounce that, and Testament of Youth.
I'm thinking of the one with
Danish
Eddie Redmayne.
The Danish girl.
The Danish
that,
girl.
That's the one she was in.
Okay, yeah. What did I say?
The Dutch girl. There's also a bunch of Greek actors that you've never heard of before, but you might just see their faces pop up in films in future. Look, this one's directed by a guy called Ferdinando Chito Filomarino. There we go. Antonia being his only previous feature. Now, Beckett, played by Washington, and girlfriend April, played by Vikander, are on holidays. They're driving through the mountainous Greek countryside. But April doesn't like to wear seatbelts.
Bad April.
Well, it's going to turn out pretty bad for April. So when Beckett falls asleep at the wheel, tragedy ensues. Now, before losing consciousness, Beckett thinks he sees a young boy, which he tells the local cops about when he regains consciousness. Big mistake. Now, Beckett is in the middle of something he doesn't, and the viewer doesn't really, understand at all. The cops, or whoever they are, want him dead, and Beckett has to make it safely to the US Embassy, which is about 5 hours away by car in Athens.
Okay.
The ordinary man caught up in a political conspiracy chain of events that he doesn't really understand is a fairly common premise for the thriller genre. And apart from the fairly graphic message about the dangers of riding in a motor vehicle without a seatbelt, this film adds very little to that. As usual, no police can be trusted, and even corrupt US embassy staff seem to be involved. Despite appearing to be the only black man in Greece, Beckett is able to somehow evade detection and capture for long parts of the film. I found this quite odd. You know, the film is set around 2008 and 2009. I thought Greece was slightly more ethnically diverse than that.
Okay, yeah,
but
yeah.
John David Washington is the only black man on screen
the entire time.
Even in crowded scenes.
Yeah, okay.
There must be some people of African origin in Greece, I'm sure. Whilst Greece does make an interesting backdrop, the film is set against a backdrop of widespread anti-government and anti-austerity protests around 2008, 2009. Greece also is a very interesting location for a thriller aimed at an English-speaking audience.
Do you wonder if they got some tax breaks or something?
Oh, I'd tax break.
And a trip to Greece.
Well, Greece and tax breaks. Look, there is some pretty spectacular scenery captured by the cinematographer. And it's also nice to see some different faces in the film as well that you wouldn't normally see in an action thriller. Look, unfortunately, most of the action sequences in this film are fairly run-of-the-mill for an action thriller, apart from one ridiculous sequence where one character jumps onto a car from a roof from about four stories above the ground and actually survives. That being the only action sequence here. Wow, that's kind of amazing. Look, John David Washington, he goes okay in the lead role as Beckett, but there's nothing at the beginning of the film to suggest that this guy is capable of transforming from lazy boyfriend to crusading action hero. Maybe that was the point of the film, but there's never anything about his character, apart from his predicament, being the ordinary man in the extraordinary situation, that really made you want to root for him. The pacing of this film is also a little off. I mean, whilst thrillers these days are more often a crazy sprint, this movie kind of plods along more like a marathon.
The trailer looks really good.
That's the idea of trailers. They're there to suck you in.
Am I basically seeing the movie in that trailer? Is that all the high-octane action?
And another thing about this, the real Achilles heel of this film is the general sense of hopelessness and the lack of joy of this film. Maybe I've been watching too many joyful films over the last few weeks and it's affected me. Any satisfaction the viewer gets at the dispatch of a few of the baddies is tempered by the fact that we find out that they're very low on the totem pole of the political criminal conspiracy.
Oh my God, so do we not get, like, does the movie not conclude with some satisfactory win for the viewer?
Yeah, well, you get one villain's explanation, reveal of events towards the end that is a real letdown and really contributes to an underwhelming climax. I'm sure there is an entertaining political thriller set in Greece to be made, but Beckett...
but this was not...
Beckett definitely isn't it. I just didn't get it. It was all Greek to me.
Oh, Michael. Oh, my God. Okay, well, I looked at the trailer and was like, yes, I'm going to try and watch it. And then last night I didn't get around to it. But, okay, I'm going in with low expectations, maybe. But I feel like my movie expectations are generally a lot lower than yours.
I don't know about that. I've seen some pretty awful movies.
Yeah, I know, but you have not liked them. Whereas I feel like my expectations of movies are, they're not as high as yours.
You're much more easily pleased.
That's it. That's it. Michael, thank you so much for that. We'll see you next week.
Pleasure.